Hello, good afternoon. My name is Will, calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
No.
Thank you very much. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Repeat the question.
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
There is responsibility of gun ownership.
Yeah. Do you feel it's a major responsibility?
Yeah.
Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with the key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot responsibly gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law of Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would agree upon it.
You will oppose?
No, I agree to it. Oppose means disagree, right?
Yeah, it's either you support or you oppose.
I support.
Thank you.
I support what you just said.
Yeah, thank you. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include A, lock safe? Do you support or oppose or undecided?
I don't know what you mean.
Would you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
I support.
Thank you. A lock safe container or case?
All three.
Thank you. A lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you very much. We almost done. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible to a key lock? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. A combination lock? Do you support or oppose?
Anything is not going to let a child, yeah, I support.
Okay. A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint, do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you very much. If a firearm is in storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be unloaded?
No.
Do you think it should or it should not?
I think it should be loaded.
Thank you very much. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot responsibly gain access to it? Yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
It is secure. It is secure. It is secure.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law
that require that the gun to be stored securely. Do you support or oppose?
I don't understand what you said.
I'm going to repeat it. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Yes.
You support?
As long as it's stored securely, yes.
Okay, thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Do you support that or oppose it?
Okay, say that in plain English.
Okay, well, if someone is carrying a gun, that shouldn't be a reason why a law officer will want to enter your house without a search warrant. If you're in possession of a firearm and you get pulled over, that shouldn't be a reason for a cop to want to search your car. Do you support that or oppose that?
It should not be a reason for if I got a gun and I'm legally obligated to carry it, there shouldn't be no problem.
Okay. Thank you. You support then. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Do you support or oppose that law?
Say it in plain English.
Okay. For example, if someone underage gets a hold of a gun, and something happens, for example, the minor will fire that firearm, but, you know, you go to court and they find out that the minor got the gun, but the gun was in a safe place. So it's not the owner's fault that the minor got the gun. You understand what I'm saying?
So you're saying the minor found the key, unlocked the case, unlocked the gun, and shot it.
Exactly. You shouldn't be held accountable for that because you did everything you had to do. So it was not within your power to stop that minor from doing what he did.
I shouldn't be in trouble. The minor should be in trouble.
Exactly. So you support or you oppose that law?
I shouldn't be in trouble. The minor should be in trouble, whatever that means.
Okay. Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Do you support or oppose that law?
Say it in plain English.
Well, you know, some people are being prosecuted because they had minors around them, and those minors fire in a specific weapon.
Okay, so say for instance, it's New Year's, and
okay,
I let my child shoot my gun off.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
That's against the law. What the law is saying, that the only time a child, your child, should be able to fire that weapon is when you guys are hunting. Under your supervision, you're supervising your child because you guys are hunting, and that's the only time he should be allowed to fire that weapon.
Okay, so, because, like, I know, like, on New Year's, people shoot off guns, and as a child, I shot off a gun many years in a row on New Year's. So it's like my parents was right there, so it's like
what this law is saying was, what this law is saying is now if you do that, you go to jail.
So
if you allow your child,
so listen to this. Say for instance, I taught my child gun safety and something's going on and I can't get to my gun, but my child can. And he gets it and shoots it off to save all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you, that's the law is saying that because that holds in the law because, I mean, if I have a firearm and I got children, I want them to understand what a firearm is and how to respect it.
Yeah, well, so, what this law is saying is you give the approval for prosecutors to have the discretion to legally either file or file not charges against your child for doing that. Do you support that? It will be in their judgment whether they want to file press charges or not.
That sounds fishy. No.
Okay, you oppose. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Do you support or oppose that?
That sounds like the question you just asked me.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, a little bit. I'm not going to deny that.
So what I'm saying is, if I'm in danger and my child can reach the gun and get me out of danger, I support that. I don't support it, no.
Okay, you oppose it. Thank you.
Yeah.
In terms of your personal political party identification, you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I think it's called nonpartisan.
Okay, the options are Democrat, Republican, or Independent. You're not related to Democratic Party, Republican Party. You are Independent.
Right.
Okay, thank you. What is your age? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
I think you said the second one.
35 through 49?
Yeah.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, or Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Other.
Other. Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Male or female?
Male.
Thank you. That will be the end of the survey. Thank you so much for your time and answering the questions, all right?
Thank you. What's your name?
My name, Will. Will from Will, Opinion okay. Research. Yep.
Okay, thank you, Will, from Opinion Research.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a good one.